Good evening, folks, from Victoria here. So this is my humble tribute to the memory of Robert Burns, Scotland's dearly beloved poet. I wrote this a few years ago. It's called The Bard, obviously. Good evening to you chosen few who have joined me in this hallowed pew to say a word in prayers few for our long dead bard. Wha fell when in his ain young prime, and by his maker's hand divine was scalped out of life, releasing his wretched painful body frae worldly strife. There's them that thocht oor rab uncouth, a ploughman wi' a poet's mouth, and sick a hellish drunkard's drouth that quenched the very fire o' Maister Nick, that horny deal wha laid his hoof upon our young chiel, wi' his Achilles weakness for strong and dandy demon drink, wad he slabber in drunken meekness. But I maun envy Rab's affliction for his simple lallin's diction, words of truth and nane of fiction, just honest emotion, for in the path throughout his life, when loving another good man's wife, his heart by Eros shot, he wept the tears for life's unfairness, for illicit love sae hot. But aye, he was a ranting lad, a lusty, thrusty, reaving lad, a laughing, winking, pluming lad, wha melted hearts. In fields of barley, scares above, he skelt his seeds in acts o' love, wi' lips sae tender. His trysts were mony, be the female gender. But he lured the breast o' the Hieland lass, but tears of pertin time would pass. His love for that Celtic maid would last but for a heartbeat. For 'twas Bonnie Jean wha his love devoured him, in swaddling sighs and silken sweet whim, his love it glowed. And he gied to her his burnous name, their love overflowed. So I'll raise my glass to that communista wha saw the grander social vista frae cottage humble. I'll bless his ever outspoken word, this ploughman course, this tender bard, this Scotsman poet.